Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Mark Quayle and John Dern as well. Morning to you, Derns.
Good morning, Steve.
Morning, John.
Lay off Karius, one of the headlines. All of you must help out, Karius, says Klopp. Jurgen Klopp has called on Liverpool's defence to raise their standards as a collective and take the heat off Loris Karius. We've talked about him a few times, haven't we, Derns? It seems to have intensified over the past week.
Yeah, I mean, it's been highlighted, rightly so. But I think you've got to question Klopp. I think Klopp had to make a decision where he's backed his keeper because he brought him in after the Bournemouth game. But there were signs before that, Steve. And I think you've got to question Klopp putting him in such a must-win game against West Ham and proved that it was a mistake to put him in. And all the criticism of him now is highlighted the fact that the manager kept him in. And as I say, I think that's your first question mark on Klopp, because I told you, I don't think he's good enough. Mignolet didn't deserve to be dropped the way he was. I think he finished the season well, like we said, started it well while he was injured. And there was no reason why to drop him and just bring you the keeper in. So for me, I think your first question mark, you've got to question Klopp for leaving him in.
What would you do with this situation, Quayle?
It's really difficult now. It's a rock and a hard place. I know John will appreciate when you're a striker and you're not on the side and you're waiting for your chance, and your chance comes because of poor form of another striker, the pressure's on you, and some people thrive on that and you can take advantage. If Liverpool are to make a change now, bring Mignolet back, the pressure is going to be magnified on him, it's going to be amplified to the extent that any mistake, or you know, he may even feel that a little bit himself, although he seems a calm character. Personally, I would leave it as it is for now. That's what I would do. You know, I think he's publicly backed him, and I think he's got to do that. So I think he will do that. That's what I would do at this moment in time. But you couldn't go on forever if the mistakes keep on happening. It's inevitable he'll have to make the change.
I mean, it's quite a critical decision if you leave him in place now, which I think he will, Derns.
I think you've got to leave him in. Sorry, Steve. I think you've got to leave him in now, the fact that, but it's the position where it's highlighting, because he's made mistakes now, in the last few games, everything's going to be under spotlight. It's going to be banged straight on him tonight. And that's not going to help him. And like you said, though, I'd personally take him out for the simple fact it's just because of that reason. It's going to be, the spotlight's going to be on him. And any little mistake tonight, you should have dropped him last week. You should have dropped him the week before. So it's a catch-22 situation. But again, that's why the managers are paid so much money to make them decisions. Mm.
Has Liverpool's defending improved, Derns, do you think? I know Klopp says it has, but do you think it has?
No, not at all. I think we lack... And again, someone highlighted the fact is the keeper's under pressure because the defence are putting him in under pressure. I wouldn't like to be in goal with our defence, especially when we've got free kicks, corners coming in, because we look like we're going to concede all the time. I mean, you see it time and time again. Our defending is woeful. You've seen it at Bournemouth. It's just highlighted. Our defence, no, I don't think it's improved. But the fact is we're scoring so many goals, it's getting us out of tricky situations.
As an Everton fan, is this a good time to be playing Liverpool next Monday, do you think?
Well, I had this conversation with another Liverpoolian friend of mine yesterday before Everton played Arsenal. And I sort of said, it takes me back that I don't think over the recent years Everton have been a bit closer to Liverpool when it's come to the derby. Sometimes the derbies have been a hindrance for Everton over the last 5-10 years. Everton have been in good form, playing well, and they didn't need a derby coming up on the horizon. Before last night, I felt like it would be a good time because you know Liverpool are off the boil a little bit. It's at Goodison, and Everton have nothing to lose. So I was hoping for that sort of 90s spirit of, you know, real favour, aggression and commitment, which is actually what they showed last night against Arsenal. So I'm still on that sort of page where I think it is a good time at this moment for Everton, because they're kind of so far away from Liverpool points-wise and form-wise to a degree, although last night changed it a bit, that yes, you know, I think there'll be a lot more of, come on, let's have a right good go. Because I think over the last few years, Everton have tried to play unemotionally. There's been a lot more football, and it's been to the detriment, as the results will show you. So I'm looking forward to it a little bit now, although on the day, I won't be able to eat.
Well, last night's changed everything, hasn't it? The Everton perspective on that.
There's a lot of optimism about now, or a bit more confidence. I wouldn't go too far with the optimism, but it's definitely a different proposition now.
And what about from the Liverpool corner, Derns?
Well, form goes out the window in a derby usually. It's whoever wants it more. And I'm going to upset a lot of Liverpool fans here because I don't see us getting, especially if we don't get a result tonight, I don't think we'll get a result at Everton. And I'll tell you the simple reason why. I think the confidence is shot. And it's looking more and more like when we don't have a Coutinho in the side, the team doesn't look nowhere near as progressive as it can be. And the fact that is, if we don't get nothing tonight and we're under pressure to get something against Everton, and then you've got your Stoke at home and then you've got Man City. I mean, if we'd have won against Bournemouth, if we'd won against West Ham, everything looks rosy. Yeah, we're going to be top of the league. But it's a big, big period now for Liverpool. And the simple fact is, Coutinho's out for another 4 or 5 weeks, at least 6 weeks. Mane's going to be missing for a month. I mean, and Sturridge is injured, and even if Sturridge comes in, he's not good enough. So for us now, the next 4 or 5 weeks is going to be massive.
You seem to be suggesting that Liverpool won't get anything tonight. I don't know whether you've seen the stats on this fixture, but Liverpool have failed to win at Middlesbrough in their last 7 visits. So maybe it is a little bit of a bogey
That's
side
a surprise.
For them.
Yeah.
Well, against it, like I said, it's one of them things. Is you look at we should have won on Sunday, well, on paper again, but it's one of them tricky ties. Middlesbrough, to go to Middlesbrough, have we got the fight? Have we got, you know, sometimes you've got to roll your sleeves up. I don't think we have. We're great, great passion football, look, playing football, exciting. But when it comes to down that nitty-gritty, when we need to scrap out and win some points, have we really got down this side? I don't think we have.
I think tonight will be a great test and a great warm-up for the side, for Liverpool, for the derby. I think tonight will be a great atmosphere. For the home fans will be really at it. I think that, you know, it's an exciting time for Middlesbrough when Liverpool come to town. Maybe not in the greatest of form. I think Middlesbrough will tonight try to get at Liverpool, try to play. And it could suit Liverpool's style if they can absorb the attack and counter-attack. But I think tonight they'll get a taste of what's to come next Monday.
I wonder whether, and going back to what Derns was saying about Philip Coutinho, I wonder whether we would have thought that maybe 2 months ago if you took a Philip Coutinho out, because I think the general conversation was, oh, we've got enough with Firmino and Mane and Lallana and the rest of them. But he is so influential, it's obvious now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is obvious. But I think as well, you've got to take factors in consideration, Steve. And this is me just thinking outside the box. That fact is, Firmino hasn't been the same player since this Brazilian plane crash. I don't know if it's, you don't know how it affects people mentally. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors and who they knew and wherever. You know, things like that you've got to take in consideration in this day and age. But, I mean, he hasn't been nowhere near the same player for the last two, three games. And like I said, when you've got Coutinho out the side, I don't think we seem to be the same attacking force. And Lallana's been out, and I think we missed him because he started the season so well. So there's many factors you can point your finger at to actually see how Liverpool started the season and how they are now. But for me, I think they've just stalled a bit.
Derns, what will be the score tonight?
Well, I'm going to say we're going to win the game, but I'm actually...
But you don't believe it by the sound of your
voice. I don't believe it. I'm hoping it. I'm hoping. I think I'll stick with a draw, but we might scrape a win, but I can't see it.
Derns, thank you very much. Speak next
Cheers,
week.
Steve. Cheers,
John. Bye.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.